No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Good morning. Excuse me. Pardon me. This is the Apochley podcast. On Wednesday, December 18th. And, excuse me. I don't know. Oh, damn. Someone just literally got pulled over in front of me. What is going on here? Or is it an accident? I think I mentioned this on yesterday's podcast. Wow. How often is it that, that we see officers on our way to work this morning? And holy cow, it looks like... Did this just happen? Because... I don't know, there's cars doing U-turns and swerving through lanes and shit. I don't know, I think it is a crash. I think it just happened. Holy cow. Wow. There's people pulled over. I don't know exactly what's going on. There's a... Holy cow. Oh my god. Oh, that looks like my car. Oh my goodness. That's horrible. That was a big accident. There was a van involved. I don't know if anyone had to go to the hospital, but that's bad. I mean, the back of the SUV, the smaller car that was hit. And then there's another car like mine's that looks like was a witness. And then another vehicle's up ahead, but holy cow. It's not good. Well, that's a good way to start the podcast. There was one lady that was crashed into the barricade. If there was someone walking on the sidewalk, they would have been dead. But I don't know what led to that entire situation, you know, where the van was, you know, a big cargo van was in the middle, medium, basically bent, you know, like, very, you know, it was bad. It was one of those big Ford, cargo vans, and it got pretty beat up. And then there's a small SUV, looked like a little small Mazda or, something along those lines. I wish I had my camera and I would have recorded. I have my camera, it's just not charged and I haven't been charging it and yada yada. The other car was smashed, you know, all the way into the barricade, you know, so, and it was smashed on both ends, like, direct impact from the front, and then into the gate, to the wall, you know, the stone wall, on the, you know, sidewalk. After the sidewalk, you know, there's, like, a little industrial wall. Anyways, you guys probably don't know what the flippity flip I'm talking about because this is a podcast and there is no visual experience and I lack the skills necessary to articulate such a detailed situation where I only had a few a minute or so to understand what the flip was going on there. But anyway, I'm on my way to my place of work, and I don't want to go. You know, yesterday was one of those days where the entire day from the point I got there, you know, from the point I got to my job yesterday, I already had about six or seven emails requesting assistance just to me directly, right? Fuck the rest of my team because they're worthless in our customers' eyes as well. Not all of them, but you know, like they get a taste of a good customer experience, and you know, they don't, you know, then they let the other lazy asses off the hook. Their words, not mine. Wow, I have such a pain in my knee today. 26 degrees. I was doing some chores around the house yesterday. Had to climb a ladder, and then on my way down I missed a step, maybe around 4 feet, 3 feet, not exactly sure, but I missed a step and landed, putting all my weight on my right knee, and this is the one where I have pain every morning on my ankle from the accident I was in last year. But yeah, as soon as I landed, I heard a pop, you know, so something is not right. It's the one I had surgery on, and let me tell you, especially if you're young, don't listen to that motherfucker capitalistic pig doctor, you know, like a lot of the times it will heal on itself. You know, I tore my meniscus on my right, you know, ACL on my left, and didn't have surgery on my left one. I don't know if meniscus tear is worse or whatnot, but I always have issues with that body, and you know, I had doubts. I felt like this guy was lying to my face. And now I just regret getting the surgery because it's mainly the knee I have the most issues with, you know, and oftentimes I have to pop it back into place and yada yada. It's probably a sign I need to start losing weight, so I don't know. That will might not probably happen anytime soon. 265 unleaded gas, 324 diesel. That's quite a bargain. I actually tried to work from home today, and my manager just ignored me. Which oftentimes happens, you know, and it's like very convenient because, how can I put this? So, for example, you know, in the past, I got in trouble, from him for. What was it for? So I asked him. Oh, so I started just doing work overtime, working on issues, working on projects, just on my own without asking him. And it's like he wanted me to let him know he didn't have a problem with me doing the work. He had a problem with me he had a problem with me not telling him before I did the work. But a lot of these things, you know, he doesn't understand. It's just inconvenient. I don't know why he just doesn't trust me or give me that leisure or convenience, since he has continued to give me back positive feedback based on the work that I do, you know. So I've never had any complaints. I've never given him a reason not to trust me. So I don't, you know, I understand, you know. But, you know, maybe let me tell you after the fact, you know, like, why do I have to ask for permission, you know? Like, you know, like, a lot of the times it's instinctual, right? It's a situation where someone asks for help and I want to do my part to try to help them. You know, even if it means taking time out of my day. Obviously, my manager doesn't like to spend money on his employees, but, you know, is more than willful to waste money on third-party vendors who overcharge and under-deliver. But, you know, fuck his employees. It's just dumb. I don't know. Like, I'll just not work, you know. It's not, you know, the only way it doesn't benefit me is I don't get any satisfaction from the job. That's fine, you know. It's just, I'll just find another job where I can find satisfaction. Yeah, because, you know, I'm done with phone calls, you know. I fucking hate talking to people, man, and I think it's society in whole, you know. No one uses calls, you know, you can just text. But me being in a situation where I spent the majority of my youth on my not my youth, my, you know, adolescent years, when I became an adult, you know, many years, many of my free time, you know, because oftentimes, you know, I worked in these call center jobs that paid little to zinch. And, you know, in order to make a living, I really was, you know, in order to make what I considered a, you know, I always just had a good work ethic, you know, and I really tried to make as much money as I could as a youth, you know, even in the situation I was in. But, you know, call center jobs, they're basically looked down on as, like, scum jobs, right? And for the most part, you know, that's what it tended to be. People who, you know, didn't have a lot of skill sets, didn't have a lot of qualifications, education, degrees, you know, so they ended up there. And I just had a lot of the skills naturally that made a good customer service representative, I guess. And that's what made me excel over others. But, you know, it really took a toll on me when you're doing back-to-back calls day after day, month after month, year after year. And, you know, at this point in my career, you know, I probably own, I don't know, like, I don't know if I would take another call center job. There's plenty of other similarly paid positions out there that, or even higher paid positions that I could take on an emergency. But, you know, the truth is, I kind of planned it out to be where I am today because I knew if I endured it long enough, eventually I would be in a position, in an office position that I wouldn't, might not enjoy, but I wouldn't hate. And that's, I don't know, that's where I find myself right now, where I extremely dislike a lot of aspects of my jobs. But I don't hate it. You know, there's I guess you could see me as a Homer and the plant relationship, where, you know, the Homer gets enough money to sustain his family of five, right, in middle class Springfield. But he hates his job, you know, and I would say it's probably the same as me, except I'm qualified, whereas my quote-unquote tenured, senior'd, and whatnot colleagues are not seen, you know, in that same light. Are not skilled, you know, like me. I'm the best, and I know it. Anyways, I don't know. I just kind of went on the rant there at the end. I'm so hungry. I didn't eat anything yesterday. After I ate lunch, and that's about it. So, starving. I guess it was just a day to fast. A fasting day. I'm having a little issue here with my vehicle. It's overheating just on the way home. And then when I check the water, it's basically empty. So I don't know how it's leaking or getting rid of the excess antifreeze or whatever. But anyways, I do want to appreciate and yada yada. I know my Spanish sucks, English sucks. Bye.